Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie's off today. She'll be back on Monday. I'm here with Brian Kelly, who's playing the tunes and joining me in conversation for most of this. And I welcome your calls at 855-752-2482. Brian's got an announcement about a contest that Civic Media has been playing the last week, maybe the last 2 weeks.
Last 2 weeks, folks, we've been playing the Scotty Summer Giveaway Contest. We have been giving away every hour, 7 hours a day, every other hour, giving away a Wisconsin Dells prize package. Every day, we are giving away Brewers premium level, club level tickets behind home plate. They are amazing. Every person gets to win or gets to enter to win the Scotty Summer Giveaway Contest, which is the grand prize, a summer staycation complete with gas to get there and back. A lake house staycation, you get to choose. A lake house staycation in Fort Atkinson, including a pontoon boat. An escape to Lake Geneva, two-night stay at Harbor Shores. Or a Door County getaway, which is a two-night stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. This is amazing.
I'm taking the Ridges Inn. I've stayed there before. It's beautiful up there.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to pay for it because you do now work for Civic Media, Matt, and now you officially cannot win. But those of you who have the Civic Media app, and those of you who don't, go to wherever you hunt down your apps and collect them. You put in the Civic Media, download the Civic Media app, and text in to the Maggie Dawn Show, and you want to text in this word, this special word.
Oh, what's the word?
The special word today is radio.
Radio.
Hey, listen, you're listening to us on the radio. So text in the word radio. You're going to get a response, which lets you know, hey, you're entered. Congratulations. It's going to give you a link. That link can get you a second entry if you just respond to it. It's going to ask you if you're registered to vote or not. You can do this 7 times a day and then respond for 14 entries a day. My goodness, this is a fantastic giveaway. So check it out. Go on the Civic Media app. Text the Maggie Dawn Show. The word is radio. The word of the day is radio.
There you have it. Thanks, Brian Kelly. I'm Matt Rothschild here, sitting in for Maggie Dawn, and I have in the studio with me, I'm pleased to tell you, Luann Byrd. Luann Byrd is a candidate on the Democratic side for the State Assembly in the 61st District. Luann Byrd, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show.
Well, hello. It's really nice to be talking with you and to the listeners.
There you go. It's wonderful to see you. Tell me and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're running.
It started 2 years ago when they redrew the lines, and I was a retired grandma. Retired and grandma daycare person, taking care of my grandsons, my husband and I. And I got the call that they redrew the lines and that the district I was in was purple. It could be flipped. And at that time, I was so tired of politics as it is that I said yes, because I wanted to fix the political broken system, or at least do all I can. Because I looked at my grandkids, I looked at the younger generations, and I just feel somehow like our generation has failed them. So I wanted to bring civility back to the process and also bring hope. Because if you have hope, that means there's work to do. And I've been working on issues my entire life, really.
Well, give us some of that background. On top of being a grandma, I know you were on the school board for several years and you were in the League of Women Voters. So give us a little sense of that.
Sure. I was a stay-at-home mom just 34 years ago, and my husband fell on a construction site and broke his back, and he was paralyzed from the waist down. Oof. And the kids were 2 and 5. So that's when that was 8 days before the Americans with Disabilities Act law was signed. So you can imagine what the world was like when he got out of the hospital in September of 1990. And our oldest daughter was starting kindergarten. And I thought, this is going to be great. I'm going to be a PTO mom. Well, that didn't happen because we were outside on the playground at the very first event and everybody else was downstairs where the ice cream social was for the parents, and we couldn't get to it. And that just was wrong to me. So that's where I started to become an advocate. Long story short, I ended up joining the League of Women Voters, who taught me how to lobby and taught me about a school board, because I didn't know there was such a thing, really. I was just not politically in tuned, but I had values, core values that I believed in. And that's what drove me to, you know, go back to school, get my education. I ended up on the school board and passing referendums in order to get all the Oshkosh public schools accessible. So in those 4 years, I was able to get that done. We also had an issue with sewer in our neighborhood, and, you know, septic in rural areas, septic was leaking into the water. So I got on the council, the sanitary district, and helped get the sewer put in. So over the years, I just learned how getting in there and being part of the solution feels the best, man. It just feels good. It feels better than sitting back whining. But I have to admit, the first 2 years after Phil's accident, I did a lot of whining. And then I stopped. I studied.
Well, it's understandable.
Yeah, I did a lot of whining. So, yeah. But then when I figured out how to take action, that felt better. So, so spin forward, I could, a lot of details between then and now. So when I got that call to run 2 years ago, that felt the same way, like I'm depressed and I'm down. And then all of a sudden, I had a chance to do something really important, run for public office and flip a seat.
And so, this was in the 84th district.
84th, right, in 2022, right.
Which is a different numbered district than mm-hmm. you're in now. Mm-hmm. But you were running against the same person you're running against now.
I am, Bob Donovan, yes.
Now, Bob Donovan, he was a longtime Milwaukee Common Councilman. He ran unsuccessfully for mayor a couple times.
Right, exactly. And I say, wait a minute. If he was on Milwaukee's Common Council for 20 years, and the crime is up, there's a lot of issues with Milwaukee. It hasn't gotten better in the last 20 years, not that I've seen. So I say, if you're wondering who to vote for, me or Bob Donovan, I'm a difference maker, and he's not. He served for a long time, and then he moved to Greenfield to run for this seat, and he won by just 500 points. And considering how well known he was,
500 votes.
500 votes. I'm sorry, 500 votes is what the difference was, 2%.
And it was a Republican leaning district.
Yes,
too.
It was like 7 points.
So the fact that you came within 500 votes in a Republican leaning district against mm-hmm. someone who had a pretty well-established name mm-hmm. in political circles mm-hmm. is a compliment to you.
Well, thank you. It's also a compliment to the voters who want change, because I knocked on over 4,000 doors. I just can relate well with people at the doors, and every door I went to, we agreed the political system's broken, we can change it, and how do you do that? Well, I started with my own self being more civil and showed several examples where I've created change in my life, and I think that gave people a lot of hope. That
I mean, I've read that you would go door to door wearing a T-shirt that said "Choose Civility."
I did. I do have a T-shirt that says "Choose Civility." So people would say to me, "Well, I still wear it, by the way. I still wear it every day."
Why is that a central theme of your political life?
Well, that's how you get things done, and democracy matters to me. And that long time being I'm still a member of the League of Women Voters. Without democracy, we're in trouble. And I see it eroding. And I think part of the reason it is because people are dividing us. And the other thing that drives me is that when I talk to thousands of people at the doors, it baffles me that we agree so much on things. So if we agree so much, and if we can be civil to each other, we can really get to solutions. And I couldn't have got those schools accessible by just shooting bullets at people and being divided and sitting on one side or the other side of an aisle. I just don't look at democracy that way. I think there's two parties to help divide the issues, make it a little easier for voters to pick what you want, at least it used to be. And then we work together, though, to govern for the whole.
You know, I think there is a craving for civility mm-hmm. Across the state and maybe across the country. I've been in Wisconsin for the last 40 years, so mostly I know Wisconsinites. And I get that sense from people, no matter how they identify themselves politically. Mm-hmm. But we haven't been, at least in the Capitol in Madison, I'm not talking about the city, I'm talking about in the building, in the dome, it hasn't been a very civil place since Scott Walker was there. Maybe it's gotten a little better and now that Republicans see that their margins are going to fade, but I didn't find it a very civil place over the last 12 years. Robin Voss didn't behave very civilly. The people who were head of most of the committees that he appointed didn't behave civilly. They railroaded stuff through when Evers over the last couple of years would call the legislators in for special session. They would meet for 10 seconds or 20 seconds. I mean, it's just, it was just behavior of a bully. How do we get past that and back to civility?
Well, it does help to be civil ourselves. And I have plenty of door stories that you can go on my Facebook and my Twitter and X, because we are now doing a series called Hashtag Door Stories, because people are always asking me, well, how do you, what is it that you say to people?
Yeah, tell me one door story.
To get Trump people to vote for me. Well, I'll tell you one just this week. And it was about, you know, I went to a door and the guy was busy. It was supper time and he seemed like a very reasonable guy. And I said, oh, that's great. I'll come back later. It's not till November, but I'm out listening to what's important to people. And he said, so 5 minutes later, he had to go because he was supposed to eat, but he stood there and talked to me for 5 minutes. And I found out that he was a Republican. And then he immediately started talking about the presidency. And he said, I had a hard time, but I voted for Trump the first time. And then the second time he said, I couldn't vote for him. And so I said, oh, so are you voting for Biden this time? And he says, well, he had a reason why he couldn't vote for Biden. And he was distressed. And in a democracy, if I can help a guy get over that, I think that's a win. So I said to him, I said, okay, so let's let the labels drop off for a minute. And what if you just look at these candidates and say, which one do you think is going to be best for this country? I think you're going to be able to make a decision you feel good about. And I can't believe he would pick Trump over Biden. Can you?
Well, I should hope not. And I applaud you for spending time with him and trying to be civil and having that conversation and not just running off to the next one who's a more likely voter, perhaps, for you. I mean, that's what politicking should be about. I'm here with Lou Ann Bird. She's running for the 61st District in the Assembly there in the state capitol, and we'll be back with a little more conversation with Lou Ann Bird. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in here for Maggie. She'll be back on Monday. I hope you'll stay with us. Matt Rothschild here. I'm subbing in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network all across the great state of Wisconsin. I'm here with Lou Ann Bird, who is a Democratic candidate for the Assembly in the 61st District. Tell me, Lou Ann, about the district. Where is it located? And it's changed a little bit. What's going on over there?
First, I got to tell you that I love the birds. Great song. Okay. I think you picked that on purpose, right?
Absolutely. That and Birdhouse in Your Soul. I mean, it couldn't be more. I thought the second he said he had Lou Ann Bird coming on, I'm like, Birdhouse in Your Soul. Gonna play that.
Oh, that's great. Instead of like, everybody knows about the bird. Well, the bird. I mean, I hear that way too much.
I have it ready. I mean, I could play it right now.
Oh, God,
okay.
No. I love the birds.
Brian's been doing a lot of bird music themes because he knows I'm a bird watcher. So there you go.
There you go.
And we got Lou Ann Bird right here. Yep. So it's very fitting.
It's double trouble. I've already played Albatross. I've got the white-winged dove. I've got, I got more coming. I got more coming, friend.
I love those bird songs. I like birds too, by the way. But,
so the 61st District, where is that located for people who are unfamiliar with it?
Sure. I live in Hales Corners, and the 61st includes all of Hales Corners. This time it includes all of Greendale. Last time it was only half. And then up the western portion of Greenfield And wouldn't you know, a little slice of Milwaukee and then a little corner of Franklin. And so it went from being a 7-point R to a 50.8 R. It is now the top of two districts in the state that if we win these two along with another 13, and we're the top two, we could actually flip the assembly. So they have 35 safe seats under the new maps.
So and this is an example of where the fair maps are really making a difference. I read an article in the State Journal that put your district as one of the top eight races to watch.
Mm-hmm. It is. And we had our machine built already. And actually, after I lost, I felt like I had political power. I had 49% of the vote. So I kind of carried that on my shoulder, like, okay, to my representative, this is, you know, I was on in Madison lobbying for things that I know the voters in my district cared about. So that was good. And then I did podcasts, even some of them here on civic media, and just continued having conversations about hope, civility, and action. So the last couple of years, I knew that 2 years ago, Matt, I was committing to fixing this broken political system. And there's a lot of ways you can do that. Being a radio host can be helpful. So I've been busy. I've been active with people in my community, because what I've learned is that people feel better when they can get in there and help make the changes that they want to see happen.
And you mentioned you're campaigning on your core values. How would you identify a couple of your core values?
Well, I can't believe how many people are upset about women's rights right now, and the fact that what could the government, what could a legislator or a judge ever know about what a woman is going through when she has to make that decision about whether or not to have an abortion? It's a healthcare issue. And so that's obviously a very top one for me, because I can't believe that the women coming up, my granddaughters, grandchildren, I got grandsons, but not daughters, but, you know, our granddaughters and our daughters don't have the same rights that we did. How could that have happened in this day and age? So that's a top priority, not just of mine, but of every door.
And how does that resonate at the doors?
Well, I just have to ask. If someone hasn't brought it up, and again, they're not sure how to vote, like I hit another door last night where it was he tended to lean Republican, and so we just kept talking, and I said, well, how do you feel about women's issues? And he said, well, yeah, that one, I just really think we really need to, women should not have to go through all these hoops controlled by the government. And so I said, well, then, you know, if you vote for me, you're going to get that. If you vote for my opponent, you're not. So it's very popular at the doors, and I have yet to run into anyone that really believes that it should stay the way it is, especially in Wisconsin. You know, the stories have gotten out in the last 2 years about women and how they're suffering, and I think it's become a reality that we have to change it. So that's a top issue at the doors. The other one, of course, I hear a lot about public education right now in Milwaukee is disheartening at best, because those children deserve better than what they're getting. And we can't forget that, and we should stop making it a political football. But having served for over 10 years on the boards and doing school board consulting for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards and in Alabama, and I participated in a research project, a multi-state research project on what boards can do to reach students and get kids to high levels. So that's a passion of mine.
So what's going on at the school district? What's the problem there?
Well, in Milwaukee, there's, I think that it's really coming down from the state level. I think years of starving MPS and then years of promising that vouchers are going to help MPS, years of all of that have just crashed down on this district. Now, there's obviously some improprieties happening there at the administrative level. I don't call it fraud or any of that, but some mismanagement must have happened. And if you trust the democratic process, the people that did that are gone already. So there should be hope that now the school board will come together, and hopefully the community will come together with their values. I watched part of that board meeting, and my heart bleeds for those families that feel really let down about what happened. So we've got to fix our schools. Milwaukee will never be better than its schools. So I'm going to tell you a story about what happened in my local school district, because I just can't sit back when I see a problem, Matt. That's who I am. And so last year, a school board member at Whitnall, where I was on the board, introduced a policy that was anti-LGBTQ+. And we all stood in the hallway, and I looked around at everybody. I said, we got to organize. And so we all came to my house that week, and we created the Whitnall Resident Engagement Network of parents and residents in the community. And we organized, and we beat back that policy, but we're still meeting at my house because I taught them how to read the school board policies, how to read the laws, and how to request open records so we could figure out what was going on. And although we lost the superintendent, we couldn't stop them from driving her out, actually two superintendents, we were able to, at least in the spring election, Matt, get two school board members elected that represented our values. And we didn't have any money. And we beat back two school board candidates who were heavily funded by the WIS Reds and the 1776 far-right extreme projects.
That's so, Lou Ann Bird. She's a candidate for the Assembly 61st District. Around the Hales Corner. She's not just a candidate. She's an organizer. I love her. She can't sit back when she sees a problem. We need more people like Lou Ann Bird. How can they contact you?
LouAnnBird.com is great, or Facebook, social media. Just remember, Bird is the word.
There you go. We'll be right back on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Because there's nothing more important than education.
Matt Rothschild here, subbing in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Brian Kelly in the booth for being with me on this ride. Before I forget, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. It's Father's Day weekend. I know I'm going to be having a brat and a burger with my boys.
I worked very hard to become so. That's the important thing. Mom does all the work, pretty much. I'll take it, though. Hooray. I'll take a day.
I'm happy.
Good for us.
You know, I usually say it's easy to be a father. It's hard to be a dad.
But, that's true. That's a really good point, Matt.
So maybe it's happy dads is the way I'm going to look at it.
The important thing is I'm never going to tell that I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I didn't get the manual at the time either. And I used to think that, change the locks at 18 and you're done then. And that's not true either.
No, I just assumed she was 18 from the moment she was born. That way I can be prepared for that moment, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen either way.
Yeah, so anyway, happy Father's Day, folks. I'm joined here in the studio with an old friend of mine, an activist, Kristen Hansen, who's president of Blue Sky Waukesha, and that's Waukesha County, not just the city.
Yes.
Kristen, thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Long time no see. It's so good to see you.
Likewise. Tell me and tell our listeners what Blue Sky Waukesha is all about.
We are a voter education organization, primarily. We're progressive, but we're nonpartisan, so we're not associated with the Democratic Party at all. We share some candidates who we like. You know, that tends to happen when you're on the left side. But we want people to first and foremost be informed about how to register to vote, how to vote, all the things about being a participant in democracy. We do summer civics classes. Those are going to be starting up pretty soon. And then we do recommend candidates. So if you believe in public education, equality for all, that unions make a stronger middle class, that people should have voting rights and civil liberties. These are all things that we believe in. If you believe in that, you know, check it out. Maybe sign up for our newsletter and look for our list of candidate recommendations coming out this fall.
So as a nonprofit, how are you able to do that and support candidates? I think, well, a lot of people think nonprofit, well, you can't do anything with candidates.
Yeah, we're a C4. So you're thinking, there are organizations called 501c3. That means it's an IRS term, but that means you are a charitable organization and tax deductible donations are made to groups like that. So you give to your church, you give to the symphony, the museum, whatever, you can deduct those contributions. They cannot weigh in on candidates. Your church should not be endorsing a candidate. Organizations like that cannot endorse candidates or tell you how to vote. But organizations like ours can do that as long as it's not all we do.
You know,
so
it's always been a delicate
that's
dance.
The fairness. Yeah. And our donations are not tax deductible for that reason. But
I've always been in the 501c3 world at nonprofits when I was at the Progressive Magazine and Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And as much as I wanted to tell people, please, God, don't vote for Donald Trump. I wasn't allowed to say that, and I had to step away from that.
Now but you can.
Now I can. I'm retired and just doing a little radio work on the side. I can say anything I want. So that's the beauty of being where I'm at right now. Let's talk about Waukesha County, because Waukesha County is one of the so-called WOW counties surrounding Milwaukee, Washington, and Ozaukee being the other ones. And a lot of political scientists and commentators have been looking to these counties, all three of them, as kind of a trouble spot for Republicans, a trouble spot for Donald Trump, because they've been actually moving steadily and surprisingly in the direction of the Democrats. Why is that?
I think it's obviously a combination of things, as most things are. Part of it is demographic changes. Part of it is people are moving maybe away from the deep blue cities into the suburbs to raise their kids, or just because, you know, they want a different kind of a house or a different kind of a lifestyle. It's not that big of a deal to move from Milwaukee County to Waukesha County, but you bring your politics with you. So I think that is part of it. I also think that the strength of the Waukesha County Democratic Party and organizations like Blue Sky Waukesha, I will take a little bit of credit here, we've made it okay to be a Democrat, to vote as a Democrat, and to not feel like you should just stay home. One of the things that bothers me is on election night, we see these maps and the counties are marked red or blue depending on who won. Well, in that red, there is 40% blue. But what do you see? You see a red county.
You're absolutely right. I hate those maps too.
I hate those maps.
And people should know, in every red county, there are at least 33%
exactly
Democrats. And there are great people who are working very hard to try to change the composition of that color of that county. But no county is entirely blue, not even Dane County.
Nope.
And no county is certainly entirely red. And there are great people in these so-called red counties that are doing the work to try to bring people around. So I'm glad you made that.
Yeah, because I think for a long time, people feel like, you know, unless you start to talk about it, people feel like, well, this is a red county, my vote won't matter. But that's not how we count votes, especially in statewide elections. And that's where crucial Waukesha County, which, by the way, was a clue on Jeopardy last week. I just about jumped out of my chair.
Really?
Alex,
Ken not there
Jennings
anymore.
Actually looked right at the camera and said, crucial Waukesha County. But people are getting more educated, and I think, and I will give a little bit of credit to social media for this. The more you see, wait a minute, I can be a Democrat in Waukesha County. I can vote for Democrats in Waukesha County. I'm going to kind of inch out and talk to my neighbors about politics a little. You start to realize that you're not alone. One of the things that we hear from folks who knock doors in Waukesha County so much is they'll knock on someone's door and they'll say, I'm the only Democrat on my block. And the canvasser says, actually, I'm going to this guy's house and that guy's house and that guy's house. So that's, I think, one of the things that's happening.
Kristen, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't the Waukesha County Democratic Party like the second largest one in the entire state?
It is now the largest.
No kidding.
And I, you know, we also, when my friend Lisa and I used to do Drinking Liberally, which still exists, but we've retired, it was the largest Drinking Liberally club in the entire country. And I always say it's because we need it more. Yeah. It's easy to be a Democrat in Madison or Milwaukee, but, you know, Waukesha County, you got to stick together. And the leadership there at Waukesha Dems is doing a fabulous job.
And to what extent do you have to give some credit to Scott Walker or to Donald Trump?
That is one of the other factors. I do think that it's not a coincidence that women, especially in the suburbs, are pulling away from voting, at least at the top of the ticket for Republicans. Whether or not they will admit it, I always remind people your vote is private. The fact that you voted is public record, but who you voted for is not. So
I have
in there and vote for who you really want.
I have a theory, and it goes along exactly those lines. And, you know, Trygve Olsen, who's on the Todd Albo show a lot, talks about what he calls Dobbs dads, that they're a crucial constituent. These are fathers on Father's Day. Listen up. These are Republican or independent fathers who have daughters and don't want their daughters' reproductive health choices limited. And that they're going to vote for Biden. But I think more even than Dobbs dads are Dobbs moms.
Absolutely.
I think there are a lot of moms in this state who may have a very pro-Trump husband who, when they go into that booth, knowing what Trump and the Republicans have been doing about women's freedom, will not vote for Trump and will secretly cast a ballot for Biden. They may go out and tell their husband that, yeah, I voted for Trump. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
If that's what you have to do. But I do think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it does happen. I also think there's some people who have just had enough. If you've got, you know, mothers and fathers who, you know, we remember, I'm old enough to remember when you were, you know, you had a tornado drill in school. Now they've got active shooter drills.
Yeah, we were talking about that last
hour. Horrified. Horrified. And I just wrote a rather blunt email for our Blue Sky members. The only way that we are going to get common sense gun laws in this country is if we have complete control by the Democrats on the federal level.
And we're not going to get
it
with
the only way.
Not going to get it with. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Not going to get it with our current U.S. Supreme Court either, as we saw from the decision today.
Which is why we need to reelect Joe Biden, because otherwise, you know, God, you have a seat to fill on the Supreme Court. Do you really want Donald Trump to fill that seat?
And let's talk about what that seat might be. Sonia Sotomayor, one of the oldest members on the court.
Thomas and Alito.
Yeah. But if if Sonia Sotomayor, something horrible happened to her in the next 4 years, Trump would get to replace her with another right winger. She wrote the powerful dissent in that gun decision this morning. And so it would be even more lopsided. Or if Biden's there and Alito or Thomas gets off the bench for whatever reason, he gets to add a progressive to the bench.
Exactly. And, or at least a liberal or a moderate, you know.
And over the last several years, we've just, especially with Alito there, we've seen how disastrous in the Dobbs decision this current court can be. So
absolutely,
that's one huge reason why people should go out and vote for Biden. What are some of the other candidates you're supporting?
Well, there's one primary in Waukesha County. Now, I will say the new maps have been pretty decent to us. It is still a primarily red county, but we're inching up on 40% Democratic votes in this county. But the city of Waukesha, most of the city, if not all of it, is now in the 82nd district, which is like white. It's like 50-50 district. So we have a primary that will be happening there. Kevin Riley, the mayor's brother, is running against a young man named Sam D'Amico. So we'll have a primary in August in that seat. And then we have Democrats running in every seat except for one. Barb Dietrich's seat, I don't think, has a person didn't quite make it through on the signatures. But there will be Democrats to vote for across the county. And that means more people out there having conversations about the direction that they want this country to go in.
And tell me, how confident are you that Biden's going to win in Wisconsin or that Biden's going to win nationally?
I don't know what kind of a scale you want me to use, but
I'm a betting man.
Yeah, exactly. I will say every once in a while to make myself feel better, I look back at where we were with Barack Obama at this point in 2012, and it was about the same. And we were freaking out, but not as much, you know. Mitt Romney, I could live with. Donald Trump, not so much. But I think Biden's going to win, and it's going to be a squeaker again. And I think that Donald Trump has already started saying he will not accept the results of the election unless he wins. He
said there's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah. So that tells you right there that they're not as confident as they want you to think they are. I do think that the silent voters who are maybe saying one thing out loud, but as we mentioned, when they get in the voting booth, are going to do something different to save this country. That's what's going to change it. I think the abortion issue is still huge with young people and with, honestly, women of all ages. I had a voicemail at Blue Sky the other day from a woman who said she was in her 80s ranting about the Supreme Court and about abortion rights. And she said, I knew women when I was young who had back alley abortions and who could never have kids again or who didn't make it. They, you know, women of all ages are enraged about this. So I think that those are the people that are going to pull us through.
Yeah, you're right about presidential races that are monumental and those that are not so monumental. I remember going back to Clinton, Bob Dole.
Yeah.
I mean, Clinton, Dole. I mean, I like Dole. I voted for Clinton. But, Dole was a funny guy. He was really good on disability rights issues and
yep.
some other issues. I mean, it was kind of a corporate hack, but Clinton was kind of a corporate hack.
He wouldn't
hack
have dismantled
too.
The federal government, let's put it that way.
But the choice here is quite different, much more dramatic, much more costly.
Yes.
I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm sitting in here for Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm speaking with Kristen Hansen of Blue Sky Waukesha, and we'll be right back. Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. I want to thank Maggie Dawn for giving me this opportunity to have fun with Brian Kelly, who's in the booth for the last couple of days, and to be able to speak to tremendous activists here in Wisconsin who are trying to make the state a better place, make sure that Donald Trump doesn't win here in Wisconsin. One of those people is Kristen Hansen. She's here in the studio with me. She's president of Blue Sky Waukesha. That's for the entire county of Waukesha. We were talking about Trump. That certainly is uppermost in my mind, but there are other important issues. One is referendums to
yes.
change the Wisconsin Constitution. I mean, this is a kind of a last-ditch effort by Republicans in the legislature to get passed and enshrined in the Wisconsin Constitution, to gum up the Wisconsin Constitution, which with things that are unpopular, that they couldn't get past Governor Evers'
yep.
veto pen, but they can get passed by passing it in the gerrymandered Capitol for two sessions in a row, and then to word it in such a clever, crafty, bland way on the ballot that it seems like no person in their rational mind would vote against it. And so they get these policy changes that they couldn't get any other way.
That's exactly right.
By doing it this way. So what are the referendums we're going to be facing coming up?
We have them on the November ballot and on the August ballot. And the August ballot, which is, you know, this kind of sleepy primary election in the summer, are two elections to do with letting whether the governor should have the ability to spend money, federal money specifically. And again, these are the kinds of things that have no business being in the Constitution. And it, to be honest, it makes me wonder if Republicans think they will never be able to elect a governor who's a Republican, because otherwise, why would you hamstring a governor like this?
I mean, they didn't do this when Tommy Thompson
was governor. They did not.
Or when Walker, was governor.
One of the reasons why we have a multi-billion dollar surplus in this state, money just sitting there and not doing anything, is because Republicans will not let money go, even though it's been appropriated. It's been appropriated.
I mean, this is such a sin.
But they will not let it go. They won't let it go for PFAS. Yeah. They won't let it go for various other reasons. So we're sitting on all this money. They don't want Governor Evers in particular to be able to actually spend your tax dollars that go to the federal government and then come back to the state of Wisconsin on things that the people want. They want to be able to completely control every penny that is spent in the state, even though they are not elected by the majority of the people in the state because of the gerrymandered maps.
I mean, this is a symmetrical move.
It's terrible.
When the governor came in, after he got elected, but before he was sworn in, they tried to take his power away.
Exactly.
And now, just as they're about to lose power or may lose power in the legislature, they're trying to, you know, not only tie his hands together, but tie his feet together.
So, you know, I can't scream it loud enough. Vote no. Vote no on both of those referendums in the August primary. And even if you're a Republican, look at them and think, someday a Republican governor also will not have the authority to spend money the way they want to, and they were elected by the people of Wisconsin. These are things that are, and undoing a constitutional amendment is incredibly difficult. So we just really need people to, you know, think this through. It would be like seeing a bumper sticker on the freeway and changing the Constitution based on a bumper sticker with no study and of that issue whatsoever. You can't do it.
And then there are a couple more coming in November, or one more?
And then the one in November is about, should citizens be able to vote? It is already illegal in Wisconsin for citizens to vote. This is purely, again, just a red flag for them to put out because they think it's going to help people who will vote for Donald Trump to care enough to come out and vote if they think they're stopping non-citizens from voting. Non-citizens already cannot vote in Wisconsin. So it is purely there for shenanigans.
So, making it simple, the message is just vote no on
these. Vote no.
Vote no in August and vote no on November. The wording, when you get it, it may seem like, yeah, I can vote for this. Yeah, why shouldn't I vote for
this? That's how they fool you.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled.
Just remember, that's a ploy on their part. They've been very clever. Robin Voss is not an idiot. You may not like Robin. Robin's a smart guy, and he knows what he's doing to keep his power. Even though I think he's going to...
Bad he doesn't use his powers for good.
No, and I think we've just about seen the end of Robin Voss. My prediction is he's going to win for re-election, and then he's going to quit before his next term
is over. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Heard it here first. And if there weren't these recall... races against him by the real, and he's right about that. They're crazies and morons. Called him. I think he might have stepped out this time, but you know, he liked having all that power. He's not going to have as much power as he used to have, and he's actually going to have to be a little more civil. These guys actually going to have to compromise a little bit, and maybe
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, and maybe they'll lose total power in the Capitol. So that would be dramatic. Certainly, we're going to have fairer maps. We should have a more civil political dialogue.
Some compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's would be nice. I mean, they acted like such playground bullies in the Capitol when Walker was there. Such disdain for anyone who didn't agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were at committee.
Including
here.
The voters.
Yeah. You know, and they would just get their way and laugh at everybody else. And that's not how democracy is going to work. I've been speaking with Kristen Hansen. She's the president of Blue Sky Waukesha. How can people reach your organization?
BlueSkyWaukesha.org.
Easy peasy. Easier than that. BlueSkyWaukesha.org. Kristen Hansen. That's Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N. I want to thank Brian for being my buddy on the show the last 2 days. I want to thank Kristen for being my guest today. Luann Bird.
Thanks, Matt.
For being my guest. It's great having you here. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers across the great state
of
Wisconsin. I'm looking forward to seeing my boys, having a cheeseburger, having a brat, maybe having a beer.
I'm going to have a couple beers. I'm going to go to Polish Fest tonight out at Summerfest.
Give me a Polish sausage.
If you guys are out at the area where the little soccer field is, you'll see my large face drinking some beers.
If there's a giant there, he's probably named Brian Kelly. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Come say hi.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band. And I'm in the front row and I'm hammered drunk.
I alone can fix.